Hello, I'm Dr. Bill, and this is your 5-Minute Micro Learning. In our leadership series, so far, we've explored transformational and authentic leadership. Today, we're focusing on servant leadership, a style that prioritizes serving others to enhance leadership impact. So here's the context for servant leadership. Servant leadership flips the traditional power dynamic, emphasizing the need of your team over your own. By fostering collaboration, empathy, and growth, this approach builds stronger, more engaged teams. I learned in the military, there are times when we need to flip the paradigm of top-down leadership and show, as my captain once said, ops, operations officer, you really need to show them or ensure that they have what they need to get the job done. Let's look at some definitions. Servant leadership focuses on meeting the needs of others, employees, customers, and the community before considering the leader's own interests. Some of the pioneers in this were Robert Greenleaf, who articulated this concept back in the 1970s with the servant as leader. He believed that if society was to be better, then we needed to raise the bar on the capacity to serve and connect with our employees. Here are some traits of servant leaders: empathy, stewardship, and community building. Empathy, understand and connect with the emotions and experiences of your team. For example, a manager notices that a team member has been struggling to meet deadlines. Instead of reprimanding them immediately, the manager schedules a one-on-one meeting, actively listening to their concerns, and learns that they have been dealing with personal challenges. The manager offers flexible work hours and additional support, ensuring that the employee feels valued and understood. Stewardship. Manage resources responsibly while supporting the growth of individuals and your organization. Example, a company leader implements a policy where a percentage of the company's profits are reinvested into employee training, community projects. By prioritizing sustainable growth, sustainable business growth, and the well-being of employees, the leader ensures responsible management of resources while fostering long-term success. Community building. Servant leaders need to foster a sense of belonging and collaboration to achieve collective goals. Here are some strengths and weaknesses of servant leadership. Some of the strengths: they empower teams and build collaboration. Empowers teams by prioritizing their development. Team members feel valued and motivated. Builds collaboration. A supportive environment encourages innovation and teamwork. Weaknesses: risk of neglecting strategic goals and possibly decision-making challenges involved. Neglecting strategic goals, a strong focus on team needs may sometimes overshadow broader organizational objectives. Decision-making challenges: prioritizing others can slow decisions in fast-paced environments. Now, here's an activity for enhancing servant leadership. Think about your current team. Identify one specific action you can take this week to better serve their needs. Some suggestions might be: offer mentorship or support for professional growth. Create opportunities for team collaboration. Ask team members what tools or resources they need to succeed. I encourage you to jot down your own chosen action and commit to implementing it. Reflection. As you think about servant leadership, consider, how can I balance serving my team with achieving strategic goals? What steps can I take to foster a more collaborative environment? This has been your 5-Minute Micro Lesson with Dr. Bill. Serve with purpose and lead with impact.